This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases since the outbreak of the disease in China last December. This is according to tallies compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here's some news from around the world on how nations are responding. Chinese officials said Sunday that all COVID-19 patients have been discharged from hospitals in Wuhan, the origin of the outbreak in the country late last year. Wuhan, which saw roughly half of all China's coronavirus cases, was placed into a strict lockdown in January and sealed off from the rest of the country. Though many restrictions have been eased, residents are still being regularly tested for the virus. Most of the globe remained on lockdown over the weekend in an effort to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. But in Spain, officials did allow children to go outside for the first time in 6 weeks, beginning Sunday. For weeks, only adults have been allowed to leave their homes in Spain and for essential reasons only. Italy and France, two other hard-hit countries in Europe, are beginning to carefully ease social restrictions as well. In the United Kingdom, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the first world leader to test positive for COVID-19, is expected to return to work on Monday after weeks of recovery. India, which imposed one of the strictest lockdowns, has allowed some neighborhood stores to reopen. New York, still an epicenter of the global pandemic, will soon allow residents to go to their local pharmacies for COVID-19 testing. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Saturday that 5,000 pharmacies will be allowed to conduct the tests, with the goal of carrying out 40,000 tests each day. This is VOA News. As we've been reporting, countries around the world are reacting to the COVID-19 pandemic differently. Some are easing restrictions, while others are outlining new guidelines for behavior. In Israel, all shops apart from malls are now open. Saudi Arabia will relax its curfew between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., but around-the-clock lockdown will stay in place in hot spots, including the Muslim holy city of Mecca. And Saudi Arabia will continue the suspension of international and domestic flights until further notice, with the exception of emergency cases. Beijing says it will ban uncivilized behavior, such as not covering one's mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing, as part of new regulations to improve public hygiene. Rule breakers will be fined for offenses, including not wearing a mask in public when ill. Several countries and territories have made wearing masks in public spaces obligatory. Nigeria's Lagos is the latest to join that list. In other world news, North Korea has not announced who would follow leader Kim Jong-un in the event he is incapacitated. And with no real firm details about his young children, analysts say his sister and loyalists could form a regency until a successor is old enough to take over. South Korean and Chinese officials have publicly cast doubt on reports that Kim is gravely ill following a cardiovascular procedure. After his absence from a key state anniversary event on April 15th, triggered speculation about his health. But the media reports sparked questions about who is in place to take over if Kim, thought to be about 36 and a third-generation hereditary leader, fell seriously ill or died. He became leader when his father died suddenly in 2011 from a heart attack. Under Kim Jong-un, though, North Korea's arsenal of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles has grown substantially, raising concerns over who would control them. The United Nations is marking International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day Sunday, which is the 34th anniversary of the accident that spread a radioactive cloud over large parts of Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia. The United Nations says persistent and serious long-term consequences remain more than 30 years after the explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The anniversary is being marked after fires recently burned in the 30-kilometer exclusion zone around the plant, raising concerns about the potential release of radioactive particles into the air. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that the increase in levels of radiation measured in the country was very small and posed no risk to human health. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.